This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio, domestic engineering. Kathy, please continue.
Well, Vince, I know that we wanted to talk about antifreeze. So I figured while you're on, I wanted to ask you your thoughts about that.
Okay, class, this is the time of the year when it's easy to check your antifreeze. It's not too cold yet, but it will be. It'll be getting colder if you live in climates that weather's freezing. And we in Missouri do, and Kathy in Ohio does as well. Many of you do. And so there are several types of coolant. Sometimes it's called antifreeze. If you live in a cold climate, it's called antifreeze. If you live in a warm climate, it's called coolant. And here's how it works. The purpose of the, I'll call it antifreeze. The purpose of that is, number one, to protect your engine from freezing. You could use water in the cooling system of your engine, and it would work great, except for a couple problems. One is if it freezes, and the block will crack. The engine block will crack, and the engine will be useless, beyond repair. So don't use water, except in an emergency, maybe in the summer, you know, when it's not going to freeze. But another purpose of antifreeze is that it has anti-corrosion or anti-rust inhibitors in it to prevent rust from forming, because you've got a cast iron block, got aluminum plumbing, you might have some brass plumbing, and some rubber hoses. Well, the idea is that all of those metals will interact with each other, and rust will form. And rust is abrasive, so rust running through the cooling system will tear up the seals on the water pump. And then the next thing that antifreeze has in it as an additive, it's already built in to antifreeze, is a water pump lubricant. And the water pump has these seals to prevent the coolant from leaking out from the water pump. And it will prolong the life of the water pump. So it doesn't make any sense to skimp on antifreeze and just use, even if you live in an area that never freezes, it makes no sense to just use water. However, water cools better. It transfers heat better than antifreeze does. But the downside is so great, it makes no sense to use water as a coolant. So what do you do? Well, you'll see that you can buy antifreeze in a couple different concentrations. One is full strength. And what you do is you mix the antifreeze with distilled water. About 50-50. 50% antifreeze, 50% distilled water. Another way of doing it is buying it already pre-mixed. So it already has the water as half of the concentration. However, it costs more to do it that way. So I recommend going with the full-strength antifreeze. Now, the problem with antifreeze is over the years it has changed. It has changed from one type of antifreeze, which was ethylene glycol, to about three different kinds. And what are they? Well, if American cars use a different kind of antifreeze as compared to European cars, as compared to Asian cars. Hard to believe, right? But I'm going to go by colors because they're color-coded. So when you pour it out, when you think of antifreeze, you think green, right? Well, that used to be the case. That's no longer completely the case. So, for example, General Motors vehicles, after 1996, went from green to orange. Chrysler, in 2001, went from green to yellow. Ford trucks and SUVs in 2002 went from green to yellow. And Ford cars went from green to yellow in 2003. European cars use a yellow, like Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, and the Mini Coopers. And Audi, Jaguar, Porsche, Volkswagen, and Land Rover used to use yellow until 1996, and then they switched to orange after 1996. Saab used yellow, and then they switched in 2001 to orange. And then the Asian cars, the Toyota, the Nissan, the Honda, the Mazda, and other Asian cars were using yellow antifreeze until 1996, and then they switched to purple. So why does this matter? Because the color coding of the antifreeze shows the compatibility of one antifreeze with another. So what you need to do is find out what you've got in your car. And it may be right and it may not be right. And you can't count on the guys behind the counter or the gals behind the counter to advise you, because it's complicated. So you're going to have to do your own research and figure out what your car manufacturer recommends. And then you can go to the big box auto store or wherever you want to buy your antifreeze and match what you have in your vehicle already. So that means you need a tool. And the tool that I use, we bought it at AutoZone. We have several of these at the shop. And one of them is made by a company called Peak, P-E-A-K. They also make antifreeze. And they have a little tester. It's $3.99 at AutoZone. And it has a oval-shaped vial or cavity. It has a rubber plastic-type plunger and a small hose. What you do is you dip that into your cool engine coolant reservoir. You make sure your engine's cool, because if it's not cold, meaning it hasn't been run, there's a lot of pressure in there, and if it's hot, you can scald and burn yourself very seriously. So what we do is we use only on a cold engine, we use a rag over the top of the cap for the coolant reservoir, and then we slowly remove the cap with a multi-thickness shop towel or rag. And the reason for that is if it does blow out steam, it's going to be captured by the rag or the shop towels first before it hits our hands, to minimize the risk of being scalded and burned. So you want to make sure the engine's cold when you do it. And then you can withdraw into this clear cavity of the antifreeze slash coolant tester, and you can see what color it is. And you can match the color based on what you already have. And you can see what color you've got, and is it the right color? And if it's not, you probably ought to put the right color in, because you can damage the radiator. Some coolants will eat aluminum. Some will eat copper. Some will eat brass. Some are hard on the rubber hoses. And some are fight with each other. Some colors fight with other colors of antifreeze. So you want to make sure that you've got the right antifreeze. And then there's a universal top-off antifreeze. So you can add, if you need a little bit, of the universal antifreeze. But you don't want to fill the entire cooling system with universal antifreeze, because it's probably not right for your car, only for topping off. So those are our thoughts. And what degree of antifreeze protection? Well, I was talking with Bam about this today. The minimum, now, it depends on where you live. Like, if you live in Alaska, it's going to be way, way different from Miami, Florida. Because Alaska gets way colder. Maine gets colder. Montana gets colder. And around here in Missouri, we like a minimum of 20 degrees, minus 20 degrees. That's what we like. However, that's the minimum. I'd much rather have minus 35 degrees in the temperature protection of the antifreeze. Now, the tester that costs $3.99 that you can get at AutoZone will tell you what the boil over protection is and what the freezing protection is. You just withdraw with this little testing tool the coolant or the antifreeze that you already have, and you can read with a little dial exactly what the protection level is. And it's great. And our son made a list for me. And on my list for today is to go check all the vehicles. It's like, T, would you check all the vehicles, all the tractors, all the equipment, the backhoe, everything, and make sure that every piece of equipment is protected for freezing? Because it's too expensive not to do that. Kathy, those are my thoughts about antifreeze. Any questions, comments, concerns, opinions? Love to hear them.
I do know that, well, I'm sure that you know it too, Vince, that you have to be careful with your animal because they can, if you change it and there's any coolant at all. My husband, when he was younger, they lost a German Shepherd. There was a few drops. And he licked it up and he didn't make it.
Yeah, right. Yes, you're absolutely right. So ethylene glycol is absolutely toxic to animals. And what we do, believe it or not, when we work on a vehicle, we make sure that we have a garden hose ready so that if there is a spill, we dilute that spill. And we try very hard not to have a spill. So that's absolutely correct. It is toxic. And animals love it. It's like candy. It's like candy to them. It's sweet. They love it. But it's deadly. You're absolutely right.
And Vince, my other question is, okay, you do this right now before the weather changes. Now, how often after that, like when going through the winter, would you do it repeated times to see the level of what you have, or do you normally just do it once a year?
Here's how we do it, Kathy. So we don't rely on that gauge on the dashboard that says change your, you know, time to change your oil. Or the tire pressure sensors that tell you, you know, your tire's low. We check our vehicles regularly. So, for example, once a week, we'll check our vehicle. If, you know, in normal driving. Or if I haven't driven the vehicle for 2 weeks and I'm going to go to the big city like Springfield and it's going to be 60 miles each way, before I go, I walk around the vehicle, thump the tires to see if they're inflated properly. And literally, you could, if you had the equivalent of a broom handle that is 2 feet long or a stick, you could, you know, kind of tap the tire, the top of the tire, the side of the tire, not the rim, not the wheel, but the rubber part of the tire. And you can tell from one tire to the next if the pressure is where it should be. Okay? Once you get a handle on what it should sound like. So if the tires are inflated properly and you wrap them with a stick, you can tell. So we do that. And you can also tell by looking and seeing how flat they look at the bottom. So we walk around the vehicle and, of course, we raise the hood and we look at everything. We look at the power steering fluid, the automatic transmission fluid, the engine oil, and the coolant reservoir, which is usually a translucent container that has a minimum and maximum line on it. And you can see the color and you can see the level of the coolant. So I check the cooling protection level once a year. But probably every couple of weeks I'm under that hood looking anyway to make sure everything else is okay and nothing else has leaked out. Because if you have a leak in the power steering system, and you drive the vehicle, you can tear up the power steering pump or the steering rack. Or, you know, if engine oil is low, you can damage the engine. So I want to make sure he's right. But I don't check the protection level of the antifreeze more than once a year. But you can if you want to.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and domestic engineering. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, do you want to talk about the post office and some of the things that happened to you? And I'll mention some of the things that happened to me and the shipping issue.
Yeah. Class, this is, everything's broken, right? And it's just one more example. So I bought a multi-tap transformer, and I bought it from on eBay. And the gal said, you know, it works great, tested. And I believed her. We had a little bit of communication prior to the purchase. And she packed it in a box. It's a fairly heavy device. So let's say it's more than 15 pounds. She packed it, newspaper all around it, and it arrived. And the box was smashed in the corners. And the plug that you plug into the wall, it's had a factory plug on it, a molded plug, 120 volts, standard plug. And the ground conductor, the ground prong, was broken off. So I brought it to the post office and I said, so here's all the packing, here's the damage, I'd like to file a claim. And it was insured for $50, 50. And the postmaster said, well, I'm not going to allow it because, to me, it was broken before it was sent. I said, why? Why do you say that? She said, well, it was packed really well. I said, okay. So it was packed really well, but the box is thrown around, banged up, and the corners are smashed, and so you're going to deny the claim. She said, yes, I'm going to deny it. I said, let me see if I got this right. So you're denying the claim because it was well-packed. and you're saying that the person who sent it to me perpetrated fraud by saying it was in good shape and it worked and it was tested, but because it was well packed, you think that person lied to me. Yes. Yep. Okay. So let me see if I've got this right then. So if it wasn't well packed and it was damaged, you would deny the claim because it wasn't well packed. Is that right? And she said, that's right. So I said, now what I'm hearing is there's no such thing as a claim for damage, because if it's well packed, you're going to deny it. And if it's not well packed, you're going to deny it. Is that right? She said, yeah, pretty much. Kathy, what was, you and I found the same research on the internet because it frosted me. And there's nobody to go to. There's nobody to go to when you have a claim with the United States Postal Service. But we came up with the same answer about why they do this. Because, you want to share that, Kathy?
Well, yeah, Vince. They said, when I read, was that they're sort of a, I don't know if it's written or unwritten, but there's sort of a rule that they deny the first claim. And then if you appeal it or you go back and try to get it again, then you may get your money back, but not necessarily.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. It's like having a lifetime guarantee that means nothing. That's another thing that happens. Products have a lifetime guarantee, and when they break, you bring them back to the store and you go, well, this has a lifetime guarantee. And they say, yeah, but we don't have them anymore. They don't make them anymore. We can't give you a replacement because there's no such thing as a replacement. But what about the lifetime guarantee? Well, sorry, we can't help you. Bring it back to where you bought it. I bought it here. Oh. It's a mess. It really is a mess. So, class, I guess what you're, maybe the lesson in this is, don't expect a lifetime guarantee, or don't even expect the warranty or guarantee to be honored. This is a new world. This is a new world where lying is the order of the day on the other team. Not our team, but their team. Dishonesty. Dishonesty at every level. I heard something I couldn't believe. I didn't want to mention politics, but, and this really isn't politics. This is just out-and-out lies. So there was a guy who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue sometimes. The rest of the time, he lives in Delaware. And he said that a Tesla, an internal combustion engine, has a couple thousand parts. But a Tesla only has 16 parts. That's absolute nonsense. Nonsense. It's a lie. But, you know, if it's said early and often enough, the GDP will believe it. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Update. Last night's Republican presidential debate went on without frontrunner Donald Trump, and it went on and on and on with everyone talking over each other. House Republicans will hold the first public hearing in their impeachment investigation of President Biden today. The American soldier released from North Korea this week, arriving in Texas overnight. U.S. authorities took custody of 23-year-old Travis King yesterday at the China-Korea border. Weekly jobless claims are up a bit. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 23rd came in at 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous report. A groundbreaking marijuana bill is advancing in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This can be slide in.
Today's hot.
Keep it.
Take my.
When you go,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Domestic engineering today. Kathy, I wanted to run something by you. So, pillows. I have a pillow that I like. I've had it, gosh, it's got to be 20 years. And it's a polyfill pillow. And I don't know how long pillows are supposed to last, but I wash it. And, you know, I tried putting it in the gentle cycle many years ago, and it just beat up this polyfill pillow. And it came from a hospital, believe it or not. And someone in the family stayed at the hospital. I said, what do you do with the pillows? And they said, we throw them out. Actually, they burn them. And, of course, I didn't like that idea, and you're paying for them anyway. So what I asked was, could I take it home? Yeah. So I got two of them, and I took the two pillows home. And washed them, but they became all lumpy. So I have two pillows in one pillowcase, and I like a firm pillow. And they don't make them like that. They're a little nice and fluffy, and it doesn't work for me. So I like a nice firm pillow. So I have these two pillows in the pillowcase. And what I do is I put them in the washing machine, but I only spin the washing machine. So ours has a cycle. It's a final spin, rinse cycle. And what I do is I put it around, I put the pillow around the inner part of the tub. So the maximum flat surface of the pillow is against the tub, which has holes in it. And I spray it with pink dishwashing liquid. It's a commercial, you can buy it at Sam's Club in a gallon. It's like $7 for a gallon. Pink dishwashing liquid. And that restaurant would use. I dilute that probably maybe one part pink dishwashing liquid and 20 parts water. So it's kind of thin. I spray it on the pillow, and then I close the lid and put it in a spin cycle. What happens is the centrifugal force pulls the detergent through the pillow fibers, and then it sprays water as part of the rinse cycle. And then the water goes through the pillow, and I run it 3, 4, 5 times through that spin cycle. I only put the detergent on it once, and then the remaining 3, 4, 5 cycles are just spinning and rinsing. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, obviously, it keeps it from getting all lumpy, like you said, because I think the agitation is that's what's causing it. When it goes back and forth, it really beats up your pillow. I think it's a good idea. I've never done it that way, Vince, but I like it. Now, so you do, once you do the first one where you spray it, then you do like 4 rinse cycles after that?
Yeah, and when I say rinse cycles, that would be, it's the same last cycle of the, now this is class, this is an agitator type washing machine. So there's only one item in there, and that's the pillow, and I leave the pillowcase on there. Okay, so all it does is go round and round and round against the centrifugal force holds it against the drum as it spins around. So the pillow never hits the agitator. And what happens is that the successive rinse cycles or spin cycles, part of it is spinning round and round and round, and then there's a timer that lets water drop onto the pillowcase as it goes around. Then it stops dropping water, and then it spins, and then it drops some more water, and then it spins. So that becomes the rinse because the water is pulled through the pillow by the centrifugal force of the drum. So, yeah, 3, 4, 5 additional rinses, if you will, but not agitating rinses. And then hang it up on the clothesline outside, and the sun, you know, disinfects it some more. The idea is I think that, you know, we breathe on our pillow for 8 hours. That's like not a good thing. It's like the ultimate Petri dish. I think it's the best way to infect yourself that I can think of, other than, you know, stabbing yourself and putting dog poop on the wound.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be so graphic, but Kathy, I don't think we've ever been trained to wash pillows, have we?
No, and that's something I don't do enough. And I like your theory of doing it that way. I mean, I was wondering, Vince, while you were talking, do you think if you ran the water with like and you filled it, you know what I mean, and not let it agitate, just let it soak, like just enough to cover the pillows, would that work too? And then just spin it out, I mean, not let it agitate, because the only way that I know that some people can fix the pillow is if they put it in the dryer, like with those wool balls or tennis balls, that sort of breaks it up when it gets all lumpy and beats it up too much. But,
well, I don't know, Kathy.
Okay.
I don't know, but I believe that if I were to put this polyfill pillow in a tub of water, you know, the washing machine filled with water, I'd have trouble getting the pillow to stick to the sides and sink. It would want to float.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it would. No, I think your way is better, Vince, now that you bring that up. That's true, it would.
Now, it takes some time, you know, because you'll hear the washing machine spin up, and then then it'll stop. And then you just have to walk over and do it again and again and again. But mm-hmm. what I use, and you can use, you know, Dawn or Palmolive or, you know, whatever your favorite dishwashing liquid is, but we put it in a sprayer, one of those, Sam's Club used to sell six one-quart sprayers in a bundle, six of them, for, you know, $6. And they last a long time. It's like a Windex or a window cleaning type sprayer, but more substantial and more durable, and it lasts, you know, more than just one quart's worth. You can refill it over and over and over again. So that's how I do it. And I thought I'd share that because I didn't think that we've been taught how to do that. And no one taught me either. I just thought about it. And sometimes it gets really hot at night and, you know, the pillow gets kind of damp. Gosh. So how do we dry it out? So what I do is probably once a week, I just, you know, walk it over and into the washing machine and do exactly what I said. But you can experiment with different kinds of dishwashing liquid. Now, I would not use a full undiluted dishwashing liquid. I would, you know, 20 to 1 is fine. And Kathy, this is the same sprayer that we use in the automotive shop. So we have an automotive shop that's connected to our house. So I just go out to the automotive shop and grab the sprayer. And we use the same solution to find leaks in tires. So when a tire has a little pinhole and we're trying to find, is it leaking between the bead at the bead where the tire meets the rim, or is that got a hole, a nail puncture, is it a sidewall hole, is it a tread hole, you know, where is it leaking? You can use a soap solution to find where the bubbles are, you know, the pressure from inside the tire pushing the air out, you can find the bubbles and that tells you where the leak is. So it's the same solution we use for that, and I think it's great. And this particular dishwashing liquid has that offensive smell like Fantastic, like 409. And I'm not sure what that chemical is. It's probably really dangerous, but it works really well. So those are my thoughts on pillows. But make sure you rinse it really well by, you know, that spin cycle many times. And you can tell by the smell test if you've rinsed it enough, because I don't think you want to be breathing that all night for another couple of weeks.
What do you do in the winter then? I mean, if you hang it up, it's going to take a long time to dry. Do you have like an extra pillow?
Yeah, but in the winter, Kathy, we have forced air heat, and you know some people have radiators, and some have forced air. So we have, when we built our house, we planned the vents so that we have a vent in the kitchen, which is right below in the wall ironing board. It looks like a kitchen cabinet door. You open it up and there's an ironing board in there. It's not like we iron clothes, but we have one of those, and I installed that many, many years ago, and there's hooks there. So it's perfectly positioned so I can put the pillow on a hanger, like a pants hanger with, you know, two clips on it. I can hang it, and I can turn it upside down, upside down, upside down many times, and the forced air blows on it and helps it dry in the wintertime. When it's, you know, I try to time it so that I do it when it's sunny. You know, even in the winter, if it's sunny, it still can dry somewhat and get the sun's rays as a disinfectant, the ultraviolet as a disinfectant. But y'all can experiment with that.
Yeah.
I think it's worth a try. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to do it on with feather pillows, that's for sure. It'll ruin them. It'll ruin a feather
pillow. Yeah. Well, Vince, now is the time. Like, I've been doing certain things, but my heavy things I'm trying to get done before the winter comes, and bulky things, like, oh, I better get this done, and I can hang it on the clothesline on a nice sunny day. But you were talking about the soap on the tire. I remember the first time when I was first married, my husband said, well, go get me some soap. Then I watched him, and he had the soapy water, and he did it. I go, oh, you're looking for leaks, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I didn't know that, but that was interesting, you know.
Well, the old tire shops back in the, probably starting around the 1910s, 20s, 30s, 40s, had a curved tray, if you will, and it probably hold about 10 gallons of water. And it was curved like the tire is shaped. And the mechanic would take the wheel and tire assembly off the car and put the whole thing in this pan of water, which is probably about a foot deep, and then rotate it slowly and look for leaks. We don't have one of those. I mean, it'd be nice, but we don't have one. And if we did, we'd have to empty it every day, and gas stations, you know, service stations would keep it full all the time. That's because they didn't have dogs living there. So if we had it, our dogs would be licking it and, you know, drinking dirty water. And the chickens would be in there, too, so, and the cats. So we don't want that. So we don't have one of those, but we do use the sprayer, and that works pretty well. It's not as fast. It takes a little bit longer with the spray bottle and the detergent than it would to just drop the tire in a bin. So, but most people who are listening to this class probably don't have a tire shop. And so the easiest way is with the sprayer, the way your husband does it and the way we do it. So what we try to do, class, is have a few things do many jobs. Okay? So this windshield type spray bottle, when before we go out, there's a lot of dust here. We have dirt roads everywhere. So there's dust all over the cars. They look dirty all the time. I mean, no matter how often you were to wash them, the windshield would still be covered with dust. So what we do is we take a garden hose with a sprayer, wet the windshields, spray it with the spray bottle with detergent in it, and just hose it off. And that's something you should also do before you go out. Look under your windshield wiper. You know, lift it up and see if there's any grit in there. Because if you turn your windshield wiper on and there's grit, sand, that sand is harder than the glass. And it will scratch the glass. No question about it. So if you look at people's windshields and you'll see, oh, I can see where the windshield wiper's used. You know, I've gone over and over and over because the windshield is scratched. You know, millions of scratches, literally millions of scratches on a piece of glass. You can prevent all that by wiping off the windshield wipers before you end the glass, before you set out on one of those drives where you think you're going to use the windshield wipers. Back to you.
You know, Vince, we were talking about the post office, and I had two incidents where it kind of just shocked me. One of my friends, he loves mint, and I was going to send him mint in tea, because I have like a ton of mint that's taken over my garden. So I took a little bubble mailer, like small as a standard envelope. And I can hear the music, Vince. Are we going to a break here soon?
Yeah, we're going to a break, and I'd love to hear the rest of the story. And
it's obvious.
Your recipe.
The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, I got an email from Lynn in Florida. It says, "Hello, Vince. I have not heard anything from Rich in over a month, and I was just wondering if he's okay. Will he no longer be on your program? I do miss listening to him, and I hope that he will be back. Sincerely, Lynn in Florida." Rich is fine. This time of year, Rich takes off about 3 months and he goes in the woods and he goes hunting and fishing and canning. And so he prepares for the winter. He lives off grid. He grows his own food, cans his own food, you know, a lot of it. And he hunts for meat and he raises his own meat. So he's really busy at this time. So he's fine. It's just he does this every year. And we've been doing this for like 12 years with Rich, so this is nothing new. It's not like, you know, we're covering something up, but not at all. We'd tell you if there's something wrong, but no, Rich is fine and he's hunting. And then tomorrow Greg is going to go hunting with his son, so this is something that, you know, your instructors do. And on that note, I wanted to let you know that I get emails from students saying, hey, can you have so and so on, this person on is great, that person would be great. Class, we have a very loyal faculty, and each faculty member has a time slot. You know, sometimes we switch around a little bit, but they have, you know, a set amount of time per week, and they're very loyal, and I'm very loyal. And so the only time that we can have others on is if someone takes time off. Other than that, can't do it, because it's not fair to your instructors who have, you know, been with us and have prepared and spent time teaching. So I just wanted to share with you that we don't do what other broadcasters do. The faculty is so darn good. They are the best in the business, in my opinion, that we'd be crazy not to keep our faculty. I mean, really, where would you get somebody better than Kathy? It can't be done. It cannot be done. That's my opinion. Kathy, don't you think we have a... I mean, you've talked offline with faculty members. Don't you think they're this incredible?
Yeah, I do, Vince. The fact of they're just so down-to-earth, so easy to talk to, so helpful. They're all willing to help any way they can. it's like an extended family.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel so fortunate to be, you know, part of the extended family. I really do. Kathy, you're talking about the Postal Service and shipping out some mint. Please continue.
Yeah, and it was a thing where I tried to explain to him how to grow the mint. He never could grow it, and I don't know why, because mint typically is really easy to grow. So I took a little bubble mailer about the size of a standard envelope. I crushed the mint, you know, dried it, crushed it, put it in there, and I mailed it to him. And when I went to the post office, I about had a stroke. It was $5.48. To mail that. And I said, why? He goes, oh, well, you know, that's just what it comes up. Well, I found out later that anytime you put it in a bubble mailer, it is automatically, I think it's $3.75 or something, just because it's in a bubble mailer. And then it was whatever additional weight there was, which I couldn't believe, because it was like nothing. I mean, it was barely anything. Dried mint is a fraction. I mean, it's like maybe not even an ounce. And so I found out later that that was mistake number one. Then I know that there's a price point now. It used to be a pound, but now when you mail through them, if you go over 12 ounces, it jumps substantially. So I think if it's like 12 ounces, it's a small package. I believe it's $7. And then if you go 1 ounce over that, I mean, it jumps a lot. Because the one time I was mailing something, and it was like 12.5 ounces, and the man said, he gave me the price. It was like $15 or something. I said, but it doesn't weigh anything. Oh, well, you know, he goes, this is the price. So this time I asked him quite a bit. I said, why is it so much more expensive when I just mailed something about the same weight? He goes, oh, well, you went over 12 ounces. So he says, if you can take out a half an ounce, then you'll save money. So it was something that I didn't have to have mailed right away. So I said, okay, I'll take it home and I'll repackage it. And so, but the one thing I learned, Vince, was that, like, my son does a lot of mailing, and he does things on eBay. And if he uses the same deal, if he uses one of them standard brown envelopes that's like, I think they're like a 5x7. It's kind of like a big greeting card envelope. I don't know what they're called. That one is automatically like $4. So he bought envelopes the same size that are greeting card envelopes, and he puts the same thing in there, and he can normally get away with one or two stamps. So I think we have to do a little bit more research before we use the post office, because you can really get taken there.
You're absolutely right. And we have one of those antique scales in our kitchen. It's like 0 to 25 pounds. And what I do is I weigh everything, and I look at the USPS shipping costs, and if I'm shaving an ounce or two or 4 ounces off a package, could save you several dollars. And that's exactly what we do, Kathy. We use our own scale, and we make sure that we ship for the least amount we can. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.